This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
Can you tell me your name and your age and where you go to college?
My name is Liam Slevin. I'm 21. I'm studying fine art in Limerick School of Design. I've been there for 3 years.
Okay, great. Are you from Limerick?
No, yourself? I'm originally from Cork.
Okay, so what were your first impressions of Limerick when you came here?
Well, when I moved up, and I actually live outside the city. I'm living out in Anacati, so I don't really live in the city. But I suppose I didn't really notice the city. I just got to know people first.
And what did you think of the people? Did you have a good impression of them?
Well, most of my friends in college are actually from outside of Limerick, so okay. It took a few years before I started.
Think of your college. Has your first impression of Limerick changed in the time that you've been here at all?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think is different now?
Well, the stigma of the whole Stab City thing. Well, I've got relations, as I said, in Limerick, so I sort of knew the city a small bit. But I think it's unfounded. It's a grand city.
Okay. So do you think that people who don't live here could ever understand the city?
They could if they came up for a couple of days.
Okay. Can you tell me what you think sound art is, what it is to you, and just can you just describe a little bit about that?
I think it's basically taking sound, any form of it, and giving it a sort of a start. Just making any sound important, I suppose, and regarding it as even music. Like, anything can be sound art. Music can be sound art. It's
okay. And is there any one piece of sound art that's inspired you, that you've heard?
Bernino's Ambient for Land.
Okay.
Which was released in 1974, I think.
And do you know when you first heard this piece?
About 3 years ago.
Thank you. what does the piece mean something different to you now that you've kind of been involved in making sound art yourself? Do you listen to it differently?
No, because it's a very beautiful piece. It's and I think it always changes. Every time you listen to it, it seems different. I don't know how, but it's just it's very ambient. It's like any ambient music, but I think this is particularly fantastic.
So in terms of your piece, can you tell us a little bit about it and what it's based on and why?
It's really based around the idea of time. Since I said living outside Limerick, I spend a lot of time travelling in and out and back to Cork at the weekends for work. So I took songs around Limerick City that are always going. So there's songs like the beeps from traffic crossings and advertisements that turn constantly. Songs that are going 24 hours a day, basically. So I just recorded all these and then just processed them into a bit of a soundscape.
Okay, great. And where and how did you record the sounds that you recorded? Were they from a computer or did you actually go out and...
No, everything's recorded from sounds from the environment. It was recorded on the Eterol recorder, which is fantastic. And then all the songs were left as they are. Small bit of delay on some of them, but they're generally just...
So just to do with the process of production, you talked a bit about it there, but did your piece alter a lot during the production stage from just the original recordings?
Yeah, they sound quite different, but if you isolate them, then they're quite similar to what the recordings were.
Okay. Was the whole process difficult or easy, do you think?
No, it was very enjoyable.
Okay, that's brilliant. And when you were making the piece, did you think about the audience at all? And does the audience matter to you and people listening to it? And how would you like them to feel?
It going on the radio was new to me. Like, I've done a bit of sound installations and stuff like that, but it's very hard because if it's an installation, you've got a physical thing as well with speakers and stuff, and you can. But with the radio, it's just the sound. So try to make it as interesting as possible.
So do you hope that people... Is there any certain feeling that you'd like to evoke in people listening to it?
Just hope they're interested by it, and obviously I think they'll recognise that it is sounds of the city, and hopefully they'll come across.
Thank you.
We would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this programme and to the sound artist who created the piece for this radio production. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.